CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday the 27th of August 2023. Here are the main news headlines: RSGB board co-option, RSGB 2023 convention, IRU Region 1 conference. RSGB board chairman Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, is pleased to announce that the board has co-opted Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, as board director until the AGM in April 2024. Ben had a significant number of votes in the RSGB 2023 board elections. He brings a fresh perspective together with a very active life as a radio amateur in Wales. The Society hopes you will welcome Ben to his new role. The RSGB 2023 convention is just 7 weeks away, and the Society is delighted that AMSAT will be holding its colloquium during the event again. The RSGB's programme includes a fantastic range of expert speakers and amateur radio topics. You'll hear behind-the-scenes stories about the Rocaldi expedition in 2003 and the Bouvet 3Y0J de-expedition. Cathy Clark, G1GQJ, will share the history of RayNet and its importance in the modern world, and there are presentations on aircraft scatter, PCB building plus working FM satellites on a budget. Following the exciting news that the UK will be the host for the World Radio Sport Team Championship in 2026, you'll hear from competitors and referees who took part in the 2022 championship and gain an insight into the preparation for the 2026 event. For the first time, the convention will also have a clear focus on outreach and practical activities, as the RSGB provides opportunities for individuals and clubs to have a go and be inspired to try new things in their local area. These are just some of the many highlights, and the RSGB will be publishing full details in the October Radcom. Keep an eye on rsgb.org/convention for more details over the next couple of weeks. Also, the RSGB is delighted to announce that Keith Hotchkiss, G0FEA, has been appointed as RSGB's volunteer lecture coordinator for the 2023 convention. Keith will be working with General Manager and the Convention Chairman, Stephen Thomas, M1ACB, and the rest of the convention team to create another fantastic event. IARU Region 1 will hold its next general conference on the 1st to the 4th of November in Zlatibor, Serbia. A wide range of papers and proposals are now available online, and the RSGB welcomes comments on these. Topics include general reports, organisational and budgetal proposal, the new HF band plan, VHF, UHF and SHF changes, and consideration of WRC 23, the World Communications Conference, which follows shortly afterwards. Other themes include strategic projects and progress, accommodating digital technologies, contests, EMC and other spectrum matters. Comments should be forwarded to the relevant HF, VHF or microwave spectrum manager by Thursday the 12th of October to allow full time to finalise the RSGB position. You can find a link to the consultation via the IARU Consult webpage, which is part of the RSGB suite. Have you replied to the Ofcom consultation about amateur radio? Have you read the article by Ofcom Director of Offer Spectrum, David Willis, in the September edition of Radcom? In it, David says, quote, "We fully recognise the contribution amateur radio has made to developing radio technologies over the years, including in the development of radar and LTE. We know how important amateur radio is as a hobby to those who are involved, and that it plays an important role in nurturing the next generation of radio engineers," unquote. This recognition of the importance of amateur radio skills for careers in engineering dovetails with the RSGB's strategic priority to grow and develop amateur radio. You can read David's full article on the RSG website and watch three RSGB presentations that give information and guidance about the Ofcom consultation. The Society encourages every radio amateur to submit their views about the consultation proposals. Go to rsgb.org/license review. A reminder now that the popular British Inland Waterways on the Air event takes place this weekend and will finish tomorrow, Monday the 28th. The event is open to amateurs who use canals, towpaths, rivers, lakes, reservoirs for work or recreation. Lots of stations are active, so why not give them a call? To find out more, visit Nunsfield House Amateur Radio Group's website, nharg.org.uk, and follow the Bywater 2023 link. It's been announced this week the UK will host the world's first summit on artificial intelligence safety in November. The summit will be held at the iconic Bletchley Park, which is one of the birthplaces of computer science. To be able to host an event of this global importance, Bletchley Park and the RSGB National Radio Centre will be closed to the public from the 28th of October to Friday the 3rd of November inclusive. If you have pre-booked a visit for that time, Bletchley Park will contact you. More information, bletchleypark.org.uk. Details of rallies and events. Torbayam Annual Communication Fair takes place today, the 27th of August. The venue is Newton Abbott Racecourse, TQ12 3AF. This is an indoor event with free parking. The doors open at 10 a.m. Bring and buy area, on-site catering and an RSGB bookstall are available. For more information, contact Pete, G4VTO on 01803 864528, Mike, G1TUU on 01803 557 941, or email rally at TARS, that's T-A-R-S, .org.uk. Milton Keynes Amateur Radio Society rally is taking place today, Sunday the 27th of August. The rally is being held in a new venue this year, Herons Lodge Guide Activity Centre, Bradwell Road, Lawton Lodge, Milton Keynes, MK29AA. The venue is opposite the National Badminton Centre and has excellent modern amenities together with free on-site parking, catering and disabled facilities. The entrance fee is £3, doors open to the public, 9 a.m. Outdoor pitches and indoor tables are available. Trader and exhibitor inquiries, please email rally at mkars.org.uk. More information, mkars.org.uk. The Huntingdonshire Amateur Radio Society annual rally will take place tomorrow, Monday, the 28th of August. The venue will be Ernulf Academy, St Neots, PE19 2SH. Doors open for traders at 7 a.m. to the public at 9. Entrance fee £3, free car parking. The event will feature an RSGB bookstall and bring and buy. For more information, email Malcolm, M0OLG, via events at hunts-hams.co.uk or phone 01480214282. On Saturday the 2nd of December, the GQRP Club Convention featuring its famous Build-a-thon will take place at the Harper's Adams at University campus near Telford in Shropshire, TF108NB. The following day, Sunday the 3rd of September, Telford Hamfest takes place at the same venue. Talking will be available on Sunday morning, 145.550 MHz FM. Further details available at gqrp.com/convention.htm. and telfordhamfest.org.uk. If you have any questions, contact Martin, G3UKV, 01952 255416, or John, M0JZH, 07824 737716. Dartmoor Autumn Radio Rally takes place on Sunday the 3rd of September. The venue is Wolverton War Memorial Hall, Meavey Lane, Ilverton in Devon, PL26AL. There'll be the usual bring and buy, trader stands and refreshments. The door will be open at 10 a.m. Admission £2.50. Free parking will be available. More from Roger via 2E0RPH at gmail.com or phone 07854088882. There are 4 8s in that, by the way. Now for special event news, PG100N is a special call sign used to celebrate the centenary of the lighthouse located at Norvik on Sea. Look out for activity on the 11th of September, especially during Open Monument Day on the 9th and 10th of September. QSL via the Bureau to PA7DA. Special call sign LX90RTL is active in celebration of the 90th anniversary of Radio Luxembourg's first longwave broadcast. It's being used up by various LX operators until the end of 2023. Look for activity on the HF bands. QSOs are possible via SSB, CW, digital mode and satellites. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the DARC Bureau. The logs will be uploaded to Club Logbook of the World and EQSL on a regular basis. See QRZ.com for more information. Now for DX News, France DJ0TP will be active as TK stroke call sign from the main island of Corsica, EU014, until the 3rd of September, QSL via his home call and logbook of the world. From the 1st to the 7th of September, Christo, LZ3FN and Thomas, SV2CLJ, will be QRV from Sikros Island, EU060 in Greece, as Sugar Victor 8 stroke call sign. They will be operating on the 80 to 2 metre bands using CWSSB and digital modes. Now for contest news, today the 27th, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC using all modes 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also today the 27th, the CQ RITI Ops contest is running from 1200 to 2359 UTC, using RITI only on the 160 to 10 metre bands where contests allowed, the exchange's signal report and the four-digit year of your first licence. The worldwide Digi DX contest ends today the 27th, 1200 UTC. FT4 and FT8 on the 160 to 10 metre bands, the exchange is your four-character locator. The All-Asian DX contest starts at 0000 UTC on Saturday the 2nd of September and ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday the 3rd of September. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number, rather I should say, and age. On Saturday the 2nd of September, the CWOP CW Open will run from 0000 to 2359 UTC. Using CW on the 160 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's serial number and name. IARU Region 1 SSB Field Day starts at 1300 UTC on Saturday the 2nd of September and ends at 1300 UTC on Sunday the 3rd of September using SSB 80 to 10 metre bands where contests allowed, the exchange's signal report and serial number. 144 Megs Trophy Hunt starts at 1400 UTC. Saturday the 2nd of September ends 1400 UTC and Sunday the 3rd of September. All modes on the 2 metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Sunday the 3rd of September, the Worked Hall Britain 2 metre QRO phone contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC. Phone, the exchange's signal report, serial number and Worked Hall Britain Square. On Sunday the 3rd of September, the 5th 144 Megs Backpacker Contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC, all modes on the 2 metre band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, last week saw plenty of DX being worked thanks to a quiet geomagnetic condition and a seasonal change to a more autumnal ionosphere. Although we're still in August, there are signs the ionosphere is moving away from its summer doldrums as its chemical composition changes to more monatomic species, which ionise more easily. Another bonus is that there has been a big reduction in the size and number of coronal holes on the Sun, which again leads to lower KP indices. Mike G8AXA reports that for the first time in a long while, his Pharos IBP beacon monitoring software recorded the VK6 RBP beacon on 28.2 MHz between 0857 and 1000 UTC via short path, just making S1 on his long wire in IASU FT991A. On 21.150 MHz, he also recorded hearing the ZL6 beacon between 0757 and 0909 UTC up to S3. Conditions should continue to improve as we move towards September and October. Last week, the solar flux was in the 140s and 50s. The KP index never rose above 3, meaning the ionosphere was quite stable. The proton flux was also very low. FT8 on the 15-metre band was humming in the afternoon, with the Far East and Caribbean both being workable at the same time. Next week, we have active regions 3413 and 3415 rotating to be more Earth-centric. NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will rise to the 160s again, and the quiet geomagnetic conditions may continue with a predicted KP index of 2. So, as long as we don't get any solar flares or CMEs erupting from sunspot groups 3413 and 3415, we could have a good week on HFDX. Now we come to VHF and up. The current spell of unsettled weather looks likely to stay with us most of the week. In fact, around Friday, when there are signs of a ridge building for the next weekend, although mainly for southern areas, this could be in time for some tropo over the weekend of the 144 Megs Trophy contest. However, the models are a bit uncertain this far out, so keep watching for changes during the week. The remaining modes in such unsettled weather is, of course, rain scatter and most of the period, until the end of the week should provide many opportunities. As we approach the close of the traditional sporadic season, although it can still occur in any month, the active levels are much reduced after the end of August and certainly tail off sharply after the first week in September. We are getting the occasional flurry of activity for multi-hop paths on 10 metres to the Far East, and the States don't abandon it just yet. Remaining modes such as meteor scatter are still available via random meteor activity. There are always chances of a higher KP index with its implications for aurora. Note that the autumn and spring months are typically a preferred time for aurora. This Saturday sees moon declination, with the moon not getting above 10 degrees elevation. It goes positive again next Friday. As the moon's perigee is on Wednesday, path losses are at their lowest. 144 Meg sky noise is high this weekend, but falling to low levels by next Friday. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me likewise. Until next week.